T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Ray Dittinger joins us at 12:45 today. Also, there is, we think, a strong likelihood of a Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers press conference during our show, back end of the show, or perhaps the start of John and Ike's show. So we will carry that. Stephen A. Smith reporting that he's heard that Doc Rivers will remain the head coach of the 76ers, which is a disaster. And we'll continue to take your phone calls on just a horrible, horrible conclusion to the Sixers season. Also, you know, the Eagles, we've barely talked about the schedule. We did briefly. We'll do more of that next week. It does look like a really easy schedule. And we've talked not yet at all about the unfortunate news that Bryce Harper has a small tear in his UCL, in his throwing arm. And it's a pretty, pretty big injury. They're going to try the PRP method. I actually got that done a couple years ago. Very painful, but it can be effective. We'll see if he's then able to come out and throw.
I think it's great.
They're going to shut him down for a month
PRP
on throwing.
PRP is amazing.
PRP can really it really can work. It really, really can work. Sometimes these situations require surgery. We'll see. James, I know you told me before the show you think this is not looking good, though, for Bryce.
Oh, it's concerned. I don't think he plays right field again this year at a minimum. You know?
Now, why do you say that?
I mean,
because PRP can work.
It can, but it takes time for it to work. I mean, generally UCL tears end in Tommy John. Now,
right.
He's not a pitcher, which helps, so he's not putting that extra pressure on it and all that always. But I mean, generally, for the most part, the rehabs with the UCL tears don't work for the most part.
And he can hit through it in the meantime.
Geez, can we say thank God for the DH in the National League?
Wow.
I mean, he would not have a season. Bryce Harper would have been out for a month. We might have gotten yesterday, hey, Bryce Harper's done for the season. Like that.
Well, they would have said done for a month.
Month, whatever.
Yeah, but I get your point.
Working again.
No, that's a good. That's John, that is an interesting point. If not for the DH, he wouldn't be in the lineup.
Right. And he's been making good, especially lately.
Yeah, I mean, no, he has.
Things are looking good.
But it's just, you know, it's just a precarious situation because you don't know if he will be able to throw in June or July. And then if he can't, I mean, just know it's not an ideal situation. But to John's point, PRP can work. Hopefully it does. He'll miss, I think it's 2 games over the weekend, I believe it is.
So they said he's definitely missing Sunday, and he will probably miss Tuesday. They're off on Monday, so not sure about Tuesday, but probably Tuesday as well.
Yeah, all right. And then, of course, the domino effect, if he is the DH for a good long while, which he already has been, by the way, it just creates a lack of versatility that they can do with other guys that they'd otherwise like to DH. So, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, you put a lot of fielders out there that are poor fielders. I mean, you know, we know that. All
you
right,
know,
let's go ahead.
The way that this hurts a little bit more than and I know that we've like already developed a way to work, have him in the lineup.
Yep.
And you know, that's nice. But wasn't JT Realmuto expected to be DHing on, you know, a good portion of the time to give him a chance to
exactly
play,
all that.
Get his bat in the lineup without having to crouch and play and get beaten up
Look,
by being a catcher.
Schwarber, Castellanos,
he's not going to be able to. And
Hoskins,
Castellanos,
all these guys.
Castellanos is now playing in Harper's position. Castellanos, while I love him at the plate, is not a great fielder.
Yeah.
So it does have reverberation.
It really does. All right, Sixers, the hot topic, obviously. A disastrous end of the season and a disgrace by the 76ers. Let's go to Ernesto right now in Delaware. Hello, Ernesto.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
We're
feeling it, man.
It's a rough one.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I've been a James Harden fan since high school. I'm 25. I've seen him through the OKC final, the whole Houston. He literally scored 30 points for a whole month in Houston. I honestly don't know what happened when he went to Brooklyn and he just lost that scoring drive. I don't know if he just really fell in the backseat with KD and Kyrie, but you got to think, somebody that literally was a scoring champion, I think, 3 times, you can't just lose that out of nowhere. I know old age and attrition plays in, but there's no way you just lose that out of nowhere.
It is weird, but I'll say this, Ernesto. I've seen enough to know that sometimes when an athlete is unmotivated in their preparation for their body and their mind, then they, you know, whether you call it lose it or just become a lot less effective. I mean, Derek Coleman in 1993 had already established himself as a top 10 player in the NBA. He was a spectacular young player. Spectacular. 2 years later, he was traded for Sean Bradley. I mean, and then he stayed around the NBA for like another 7-8 years, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Some players, if they're just not motivated, it can strip away your effectiveness. I think he does not care enough.
Do you guys remember the last year in Houston where he had like the fat bodysuit? Literally, the next week he dropped, I believe it was 30-plus or 51.
It looked like that. I remember that.
I just don't know what happened, but can we be real? Joel Embiid played horrible. I know I saw P.J. Tucker get 3 offensive rebounds and score on Joel twice.
P.J. Tucker's a man.
But that cannot happen. Joel is 7'2". I think P.J. Tucker is no more taller than 6'6".
Yeah.
There's no way you're letting P.J. Tucker eat in the paint. You have to punch that shot. I don't know if it's the concussion. He was just out of shape or tired. But
I think he was just so gassed. And there were times Harden was looking to make that entry pass to Joel, but Joel was so slow even getting started. Like, he wasn't even moving to look for the ball that Harden had to go elsewhere. Yeah, Joel's legs were gone.
You know
these
what,
last two games.
John, I heard this morning with the morning show listening. I did not know at any time during the series, and I never thought it ever before. You know that P.J. Tucker, who was extremely spry, extremely active, extremely physical, extremely effective. You know he's 37 years old?
No.
He is 5 years older than James Harden.
No, I did not know that.
His body looks like he is in phenomenal shape. I think Harden just let his body go.
He's 6'5". He's the same size as
Yeah,
Harden.
He's just, I mean, you would never in 5 million years think that P.J. Tucker is 5 years older than James Harden. I wouldn't even dawn on thinking about that until I heard it in the morning show today. Absolutely stunning. All right, let's go to Will right now. Will's on WIP. Hello, Will.
Voltron, I know what type of day it is, man.
What's up?
Yes.
But
yeah.
How y'all doing? Look, man, I'm a keep it a beam. Like, and B should take a page out of Jimmy's book. You dig what I'm saying? He came back to Philly, and like Willie stuck a fork in us.
Yep.
And laughed in our face and said, and you heard him in the locker room. You heard what he said. And guess what? He did that after the trade, and he was hurt. He even said he loved Philly. He wanted to stay in Philly. But guess what he did? He said, okay, I'm going to get over that, brush my shoulders off, and guess what? Show everybody that that was a terrible trade that y'all made. And that's what Embiid should have did after that little MVP thing went down. But the whole thing is, you didn't cry about the MVP last year. You cried about getting the trophy and being the champion. You know what I'm saying? And let me talk about Houdini Harden, okay? He gave everybody illusion that he was our man. He was going to take us to the promised land. He was going to help Embiid. He was going to improve the team. But the thing is, what you need to do is do a disappearing act now. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing is, I want to ask y'all this question. And I want y'all to really think and be honest about it.
Okay.
Do you think, before the trade, that we would have had a better chance than what we have with Harden?
I think it's about the same, Will. I've already thought about it. I think they would have probably lost in the second round. It might have looked different, but I think with Seth Curry and Andre Drummond, they would have gone basically about the same spot. Where they would have been in better shape is they'd still have those two first round draft picks.
And
that
they could have
had more flexibility this summer.
One thing more, and I did the last night game, I was wondering why Shake Milton was bringing the ball up so many times.
Because he was one of the only guys that actually had guts last night.
And
he was
okay, one, I
yeah.
got you.
Yeah, I mean, he actually
– he was playing like he cared.
He did. I mean, and, Will, good call. And I love your calls all season, Will. I mean, Shake, to his credit, and it's disappointing he couldn't give him more over the last two seasons. But the reality is Shake, to his credit, actually was one of the few guys last night that showed guts. And, wow. All right. Let's pivot to our guy in just a second here. Let me say one thing before we introduce Ray. One other quick note, John. I got a text from a buddy earlier today. He's just a friend. He's got no connections in the basketball world. This is just an opinion of a fan. But he has been saying this to me for years, and he just reiterated to me in a text message earlier today. He sent me a text, one of my great friends from the prep. He said, Joel Embiid will win a title in Miami, as I've been saying for years. The trade demand is coming. Now, it doesn't mean it's this offseason, but if you think about it, with how close he is with Jimmy Butler, I mean, guys, Jimmy Butler took a Miami team that was not anywhere near a contender when he joined them a couple years ago. He's already gotten Miami to one NBA Finals, and he's gotten Miami now to another Eastern Conference Finals. They'll probably lose to the Bucks. I mean, a pretty good chance they're going to lose. But what an accomplishment by Jimmy Butler. And if you're Joel Embiid and you're looking at the landscape, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Let's turn to the Diddy. We love the Diddy. We're going to focus a lot on the 76ers today because it's the hot topic. But we're going to show the Diddy the love as well. Ray Dittinger, sir, I can't tell if your microphone is on in there. James, John, are we all good in there? Ray Dittinger, sir, how are you? The microphone's not working. James, why don't you hop in there and do what you got to do. We're going to get this set up. Normally, we're in a commercial break. There it is.
Okay, my fault. That was actually my fault.
Ray Diddy, God bless you, my man.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you. It's been, as you might imagine, it's been quite a week. It's been quite a week. It's been a lot of emotion, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. Frankly, a lot of love.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really something. That's all I can say. It's been really something.
Ray, I'm glad that you rolled out your decision the way you did, because I want you to feel that love. You know, and I mean, this is no disrespect to Schmitty. Schmitty walked away 89, and he got a lot of love also. But my point is, Schmitty, it was like the ball went through his legs. He just felt like he couldn't do it anymore. He wanted to walk away, you know, at that level. It's understandable. It's respectable. It's his decision. But I'm glad there's a wind-down process here, Ray, for all of us. John, James, me, the TV gang, Glenn on the radio, all your radio listeners, your TV viewers through the years, for everyone to get a chance to say thank you, that we appreciate you, that we admire you, that you are a treasure. And honest to God, we love you, Ray. We really do.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard a lot of that kind of stuff. I really, if it had been up to me, I would have done this on a far more low-key basis. I talked to Rod Lakin and I talked to Glenn back when I had made the decision to not extend my contract, to just call it a career when my contract ran out at the end of this month. I had made up my mind to that. And then it just came the question of, okay, well, how do we do this as a radio station? And I said, well, just let me do my last show and say goodbye. And they said, no. You need to give the people that you've been talking to and writing for 50 years a chance to say goodbye to you. And so it wasn't exactly the most comfortable decision, but the more I thought about it, I realized it was kind of the right decision. So that's how we chose to do it. I announced it on Sunday's show. And then it's just been, I've used the term, an emotional tsunami ever since. It's really, really been great. And the people writing, the people reaching out to me, some of them old friends, some of them old classmates, some of them total strangers, just all saying, you know, hey, boy, we really enjoyed your work, and we're going to miss you. And it's really been as tough as this decision has been, and it is. I believe it's the right decision, but it's by no means an easy decision. As tough as it's been, hearing from so many people about their appreciation for what I've brought to the table now for the last half century, it really helps. It really has made me feel good.
Ray, there's part of me that hopes. You know, we just saw the GOAT. Retire, and then I don't know how many days later.
Tom Brady it?
Yeah. Is there any possibility that you might Tom Brady this?
Well, if I could get a good divorce lawyer, I think I probably would. Do you want to recommend one? Do you have one in mind, John? This is really kind of a joint decision. I mean, my wife and I, and I don't want people to think that my wife is forcing me to do this, but it's something we arrived at jointly, and we've been married a long time, and we just there are a lot of things. She has made so many sacrifices for me. I mean, with her schedule and doing everything around the house and doing everything to keep the house together and paying the bills and handling all the, you know, doing the taxes and all the stuff that she's done so that I could just worry about third down conversion rates. You know,
yeah.
I mean, she has done so much that it's time for me to give something back to her. So I feel that's certainly a part of it.
Sure.
But I know that, you know, right now it's hard. I mean, it's really hard to stare down the rest of this month and know that it's going to end on the 29th. I mean, I'm already dreading that show. But,
right.
you know, John, I think the harder part is going to be September, you know, when they kick off the new season, you know, and I'm not there. I'm not a part of it. You know, that I think mm-hmm. that's as hard as it is now. It may be harder then.
Ray, have you thought about, and maybe this isn't something you can arrive at an answer yet, but once you've stepped off the stage and it's 3 months or it's 6 months or it's 12 months later, the extent to which you would want to be involved in a minimal way, that you'd want to do a 10-minute phone call. I mean, think of it this way. Dick Vermeil is going to go in the Hall of Fame in August.
Yep.
Now, obviously, we're going to want to reach out to you to say, hey, Ray, Coach Vermeil is going to the Hall of Fame this Saturday. Can you join us on the Friday show beforehand? Just for a 10-minute phone call.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent, when those sort of scenarios arise, do you think you'll want to do it? Or do you think your mindset is, really get off the stage for a good long while and then reevaluate down the road?
Hmm. Good question. My first emotion on that is to Johnny Carson it. You know, just kind of do the last show and then just disappear. I mean, that's my first impulse. But
could we be your David Letterman?
That's right.
I think you are already.
Nice.
but what you just put on the table there, Joe, is worth thinking about. You know, when Dick Vermeil goes in the Hall of Fame in August, and I intend to be there, I wouldn't miss that for anything. The idea of coming on with you guys or with somebody else and just talking about Dick Vermeil and my life with Dick Vermeil and my feelings for Dick Vermeil, I would certainly be happy to do that.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But see, that's a case of where I'm talking about the guy who's on the stage. You know, I don't own the stage.
Right.
And whereas that would be different than, you know, every week during the football season just coming on and pontificating, you know, where it's all about my opinion.
Right.
Selectively, certain things come up, and Dick Vermeil's induction is a really good example of an occasion where I'll say, you know what, yeah, I'll go on the radio and talk about Dick Vermeil because he's been that big a part of my life. But just to be this weekly presence that's going to second guess the coaches and, you know, and try to relitigate Jalen Hurts and all, I just don't want to do that. But in special cases, and Vermeil's obviously a special case, yeah, I probably would.
Wow. Ray Dittinger with us. Ray, we're glad you're feeling the love. And I'm glad you gave people the opportunity to express that. You know, when Dr. J stepped off the stage, that wind down was really meaningful to the fans across the whole nation when they got a chance to, you know, show Doc the love in that final campaign. And
yeah,
it
was awesome to see.
It was amazing.
It was awesome to be part of it, you know, because I was still at the newspaper then. So,
yep.
So every arena we went into, they all had their goodbye to Doc. And it was really amazing to see, you know, in all these arenas where he had played and, you know, and beaten those teams and had big nights and, you know, the fans weren't necessarily cheering for him. Boy, they were cheering for him that last game.
I'll tell you this, Ray. There's going to be no James Harden appreciation tour around here after what we saw.
It doesn't appear that way, no.
All right, so let's get to the Sixers, Ray. And over the just to be clear to everyone listening, over the next few weeks, we will spend more time with Ray in the, you know, the Ray retirement situation. It's just, Ray, and let me say what I hadn't said yet, and honest to God, it's the main emotion I feel. I'm happy for you. I just want to say that. I know this is for millions of us, a bittersweet component because we're going to miss the regularity of you and your insight, and more just than insight, just your extraordinarily unique way of providing it with just such remarkable it's just a personal touch. I don't quite know how to describe
earnestness.
It. But earnestness is part of it. And
knowledge
and dignity and grace and just all those wonderful things, Ray. But I am happy for you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And I have to say that the night in Atlantic City, you know, when they handed me the Bagnell Award, I knew this was coming. I mean, I had made up my mind that I was going to retire. And I didn't want to say it that night. You know, I kind of wanted to say it on our air first because I think that was the right way to do it. But when I accepted that, you know, lifetime contributions to the game of football, there just seemed to be a rightness about it. You know, that I'm heading for the door and, oh, look what you're handing me on the way out. You know, what a lovely parting gift, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was kind of how I felt that night. And it just seemed the timing of it because, you know, Mark Diano and Mark Wolpert and the people from the Maxwell Club, they didn't know. You know, they didn't know I was retiring. So for them to give me that award just as I was wrapping up my career was extremely meaningful. And being able to share that night with you was meaningful as well.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that. Ray Dittinger, we're going to show him the love over the next couple of weeks. We're also going to get his perspective coming up next on the 76ers, the debacle that was the end of this season. Also, somewhere in the 1 o'clock hour, there's a really good chance of a press conference with Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers. And when that press conference airs, we will carry it live, plus all the phone calls ahead as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, so cool, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is you can combine props from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel Sportsbook. Combine NBA player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. So many ways to bet, and it's all available there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, well, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are already jumping in on. FanDuel Sportsbook, it's the official partner of 94 WIP. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER always for the very best deal, including the opportunity to make your first bet risk-free of up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, what a disappointing end to the season. And look, let's just continue on the phones. We'll get Ray's opinion in just a moment on the Sixers, but let's get back to phones. We've ignored the phone lines for a while. Again, there's possibility of a Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey press conference sometime this hour. If it happens, we will carry it live here on WIP. Stephen A. Smith reported about an hour ago that Doc Rivers will be back as the 76ers head coach next season, which is astounding and horrendous. Let's go to Tyrone in Middletown right now. Hello, Tyrone.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Tough loss.
Very tough.
I just wanted to make a comment on, I think I made a comment when they initially made the trade with Harden. And one of the reasons I said what I said is because if you look at the Sixers roster, they have, you look at Maxey, you look at Thibault, Harris, and then you look at Embiid, You look at most of these guys, you have no particular characteristic of toughness, grittiness, and a get-after type of attitude.
You're including Maxey in that?
Well, I'm not talking about driving to the basket. I'm not talking about
– He plays great. He's not physically strong.
I'm talking about Maxey. Hey, when I play basketball, I play with knee pads.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Well, that was because I was diving on the floor for balls. I was getting after. I was taking charges from guys a half a foot and 50 pounds heavier than me to win the game.
Yeah.
What PJ Tucker represents for the Heat, the Sixers have none of. They've no.
Yeah, but
and you don't have to be Anthony Mason 25 years ago to have that. I mean, there are players in the NBA who are rugged and they are tough and they are effective.
Also, you got to put the ball in the basket. I averaged 27 points a game for about two, three years.
Look at you, Tyrone. Really? Tyrone, are you still available to play, my man?
If I was 20, I would prove it.
Yeah, well, I believe
you. I'm just telling you, man. You know, they have to, when they rebuild their roster, they have to get an identity. And it's not about a 7 foot, 280 pound player that if I were to check him, he would fall to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tyrone, I understand your points. Ray, let's get your analysis of what went on. I mean, last night, this series, this season, you take it any which way you want to take it. It is clearly one of the great disappointments in modern Philly sports history that it just looks like this whole thing's not working. And honest to God, while they can try, and they will try again to reconfigure it, you know, what seems like a sixth time now, it just – They're getting out of bullets. They don't have much draft picks left. They don't have any cap space. Ray, what is your assessment of the 76ers mess?
Well, I think you put it pretty well, Joe. I think that's what we're looking at. I mean, we've really seen it in the last two games. We've seen it just fall apart before our eyes. You know, really. I mean, these aren't the tanking years, but they're more disappointing than that because the expectation was so much greater. And you know, I have full respect for Tyrone and, you know, anybody that plays basketball with the knee pads on. I respect that, and I don't doubt him for a second. But I would never question Maxey's want to.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, that kid is all heart.
Totally.
You know. I know there's a lot of questions you can ask about this team and about this organization and about their future and so forth. And today's a fair day to be asking them.
Yeah.
But I don't think questioning Maxey's heart is part of that discussion.
I agree. Like, I mean, he's not going to knock you on your butt because he's that's not his physical makeup, but that's fine. That should be someone else's job. You know, you build a team around what you have and what you need, and there's no doubt. Guys, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, which today is, who do you blame the most for the Sixers' second-round playoff exit? Now, before we get to the results from the respondents on Twitter, let's just lay out our own personal opinion. The four choices we laid out, and we put them in alphabetical order: Joel Embiid, James Harden, Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers. John, you said earlier you believe the answer should be James Harden, right?
Yes, James Harden. It is incredible that he did not shoot a free throw. Incredible. I mean, that speaks to the level of aggressiveness that he did not employ.
Ray, who would you go with? Embiid, Harden, Morey, or Doc?
I would say Harden.
All right, and Seltzer, you said that too, right?
Yeah, I think I want to say Doc with all my heart. I want to say Doc, but I think it has to be Harden most.
I mean, John's point is the one that was to me was just jaw dropping. I watched the game and I should have realized this, but I mean, I didn't until I saw the box score. 43 minutes and never got to the line.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That's almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he quit. Just like
he did.
You know what?
He did.
Just like Joel gave up trying to get that entry pass. James Harden, because they were blitzing him and they were trapping him, and he just, I don't know, like neutralizing him before he even got started. And that's great on the Heat. That is a great job defensively. But he didn't have any fight.
Well, he gave up
trying to play basketball the way he knows how, because they got the better of him.
Yep. By the way,
and that's unbelievable.
Speaking of the entry pass quickly, and then we'll get to the results of this poll, but I had a friend text me earlier, and maybe this is in part on the guards to feed Joel. My buddy texted me, he said, why can't an NBA frickin' player make a post-entry pass? All series, they
because
could not throw the ball over the top when they fronted Joel. And by the way, I wrote him back. Some of this stuff is lost art, like baseball bunting. Some of this old fundamentals.
Joel needs to fight too, though.
I agree with you.
Joel did a poor job. You could tell that it was like begrudgingly he would begin the attempts to gain position, you know, gain advantages.
I agree.
Like he just, they took it out of him. They beat him down physically, you know, for the first couple games, and then these last two games, we saw the result.
Well,
he just no longer wanted to even try.
So incredibly, guys, with our poll, who do you blame the most? The person we said that we would vote for, that is not who won the poll. Doc Rivers won the poll. 49% of people said Doc.
Wow.
26 said James Harden. 17 said Daryl Morey. 8% said Joel Embiid.
What do you make of the fact that Doc is yelling at the guys, come on, guys, Fight for this during that timeout? And a lot's made of that.
I think he already lost them.
He had, and that's why he has to even yell that.
Yeah.
But why did he lose them? And tie this into this rumor now from Stephen A. that he's come back. If he lost them to the point where he's feeling like he has to try to motivate them in a win or you're out situation again, why are they bringing them back?
Because they're making the wrong decision. Simple as that. Robert,
which is why I don't think it's a done deal that he's coming back. I don't think it's a done deal that just because Stephen A. Smith says he's coming back. I think it's so foolish when you've seen what we've watched. Like, this guy does not have the chops to stand up with these other coaches in the NBA.
Hopefully, I agree with you. Hopefully one of the questions asked to Daryl Morey today in the press conference is Doc Rivers your coach next year? Has that decision been made? And because that's the one question that was not asked to Howie Roseman at the end of the 2020 season when Doug Peterson was sitting right next to him. No one asked the question. And
right.
It's just someone's got to ask
that question.
Should
be the first question asked.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of first questions.
Based on this poll.
You could ask the question, hey, guys, why exactly is James Harden a dog? I mean, there's a lot of first questions you could ask. Let's go to Robert and Glenn Olden. Robert, good afternoon. Bad afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, I'm going to say to Ray, the city, we love you. Thanks for being our mouthpiece, our spokesman. We couldn't have had a better representative, ambassador, whatever word you want to use to represent Philadelphia. So best of health.
Thank you. Well, thank you. If I was the defender of Philadelphia fans, that's a badge I will wear proudly. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. He kind of reminds me of Jay Wright. I mean, you're like Coach K, where you have this reality tour you go around. It's kind of like Jay Wright.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to do a Coach K kind of exit. The Jay Wright way is more my way. Thank you.
It is. And it epitomizes class. So best of luck to you and your family. I'm going to make it real quick on the Phillies before I hit the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God the Phillies showed a little gumption last night. Now, I don't prefer them blowing leads.
Right.
They stopped the bleeding, and they came back and they won a game against one of the top two or three teams in baseball.
Yep.
So good win last night.
And they've won three of four now.
Yes. And real quick, Harper, unlike Embiid, has a major, major injury. You're not going to hear one excuse if he's 1 for 20. Oh, it's good. It's a small tear in my UCL. He's just going to say, because I stink right now. That's a major difference between him and Embiid. That's why I give him more slack.
Huh.
But here's the problem I have. The Sixers are soft, 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 soft. And the reason I'm saying that is two things. When Tucker got that rebound inside of Joel Embiid last night and went up without any resistance from a 7-whatever, 280-pound whatever, softy, I mean, how does a guy 6'5", 37 years old, you just said, Joe, during this, the radio, how does he get it in front of Embiid and get that rebound? No fight. No heart.
Joel had no legs by the end, but P.J. Tucker had more heart than any Sixer out there.
And I kind of disagree with James a little bit. Like, if you're out there, I expect you to give it your all, okay? I know you're dinged up, you got some injuries, but I expect you to give it your all. And, your heart.
Seltzer's easy on these guys.
I did not say that. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
You mean
about,
James Harden or James Seltzer?
Embiid.
James Embiid.
Oh, I just said it was more injuries for me than effort. I'm not saying I didn't expect him to try hard, Robert.
I got to tell you something. James Seltzer is probably a more popular James in Philadelphia than James Harden. I'll tell you this. I think James Buchanan is a more popular James than James Harden right now. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more with the Diddy. And at some point here today on WIP, and it might be in the next segment, the Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers press conference. Whenever they're ready to go, we're ready to go. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, the Diddy. We're all here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.